We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 now, fog, mist, 47 degrees. Gasoline prices in Kansas are mostly stable but expected to trend upwards. According to a AAA survey, prices in the state this week are up 1 cent from last week to $2.64 a gallon. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas says prices have been up 20 cents in the past month.
Now we're about 15 cents higher than we were a year ago. Overall, we always have good news. We're 20 cents less than the national average of $2.84.
Kansas remains the 12th cheapest state for gasoline in America. Stewart says geopolitical factors indicate prices are expected to rise. These factors include Monday's decision by the Trump administration to make the sanctions against Iran's oil exports complete beginning in May.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is creating an advisory committee aiming to ensure that every person in the state is counted in the 2020 census.
The governor signed an executive order Tuesday that charged the committee with sparking public engagement in Kansas ahead of the official count. The census dictates the amount of federal funds for 55 federal programs in Kansas. It also determines the number of U.S. House members representing the state and the redrawing of boundaries for Kansas legislative districts. Kelly appointed Brian McClendon, a University of Kansas professor and former executive at Google, to co-chair the committee along with Dodge City Commissioner Joyce Warsaw. Kansas stands to lose $1,500 in federal funds annually for 10 years for every person not counted in the census. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council heard a report about domestic and sexual violence in the community.
The Wichita Police Department, Sedgwick County, and the City of Wichita were among the 12 groups who participated in the audit. They looked at ways to improve procedures and communication and provide more protections to victims of domestic or sexual violence as they navigate the judicial process. Mayor Jeff Longwell was pleased with the work done thus far, but added that more needs to be done.
So we're addressing a lot of the other issues, and that's outstanding. I would love to hear some follow-up in the near future of how potentially we're working with our neighbors to address some of those.
The city and Wichita police are working to increase staff and add more training. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police busted a burglary suspect after a break-in at Barney's Discount Drugs in the 3100 block of West Central.
When officers arrived, they began checking the building and they found forced entry into a metal door of the business and observed property from the business stacked by the door. While they were on scene, Shepard exited the business and was taken into custody without incident and later booked into jail.
Officer Charlie Davidson identifies the suspect as Mark Shepard. That 40-year-old man faces charges of burglary, theft, criminal damage, and possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia.
A Kansas zoo is investigating its animal handling protocols after a Sumatran tiger seriously injured a veteran zookeeper, and its director acknowledges that human error probably led to the attack. The Topeka Zoo has 100% confidence that no problem with the tiger's enclosure caused the attack Sunday on 40-year-old Kristen Hayden Ortega. According to Director Brendan Wiley, Hayden Ortega remains hospitalized for her injuries but is out of intensive care.
President Trump is traveling, part of the ongoing battle against opioid abuse.
The president flies to Atlanta today and will be the headliner speaker at the Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit. The president has made fighting the nation's epidemic abuse of opioid pain medication a top public health priority. Key speakers include not only the nation's leading public health professionals, but also law enforcement. Some 3,000 people are expected to attend the event. The First Lady will accompany the president on this trip. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A group that took up arms on their own to patrol the border in New Mexico has been asked to leave private property.
The United Constitutional Patriots packed their equipment in trailers and left the campsite at the request of local police and the Union Pacific Railroad. But the group says its plan is to move to a nearby location, reestablish camp, and continue border patrols. Union Pacific says the group crossed its property to get to their former location and demanded they be moved to prevent further trespassing. The armed group also suffered a setback when its leader, Larry Hopkins, faced firearms charges after a weekend arrest. The group has been criticized after video surfaced of them acting to stop illegal immigrants on their own. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A rideshare driver is charged with trying to sexually assault a passenger in Washington state.
The case is eerily similar to the one in Columbia, South Carolina last month, where 21-year-old college student Samantha Josephson was murdered after getting into a car she thought was her Uber ride. This time, police in the Seattle suburb of Bellevue say the victim had ordered a rideshare vehicle to return to her Seattle hotel, but she accidentally got into a rideshare vehicle that wasn't hers and fell asleep. The woman tells police she woke up to find she'd been handcuffed with a suspect trying to rape her. She managed to fight him off and escape. Hassan Kashir is now in custody. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Tax preparer H&R Block says its co-founder, Henry Block, has died at the age of 96. He died Tuesday at St. Luke's Hospice in Kansas City. He founded H&R Block in 1955 in the city with his brother Richard to take advantage of the vacuum left as the Internal Revenue Service stopped providing free income tax return service. Richard Block died in 2004. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover will gradually break up across south central Kansas. We become partly cloudy with some sunshine this afternoon. Our high 71. It'll be clear, 50 overnight, then windy tomorrow with a high 74. Friday, 76. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, fog, mist, 47 degrees, and calm. No wind this morning. It's 6:36 now, Steve and Ted. Story about snakes. God, I have a good story about snakes every day.
Why does it have to be snakes?
I don't know. If you knew there were snakes slithering around at your office, would you want to go to work? Answer's probably no.
I think I know the answer to that.
Yeah. You'd have something in common with Liberia's president. A rep for George Wee says the president decided to work from home instead of facing the prospect of having serpents share his office space.
Okay, yeah.
Located in the Foreign Affairs Building in Liberia's capital, Monrovia. Two black snakes were seen slipping out from a hole in a wall in the building's reception area last week. Officials encouraged we to stay away to be on the safe side. Liberia is home to several species of poisonous snakes. Of course, you're talking about Africa, and, you know, there are a lot of snakes in Africa. But, yeah, have somebody sitting in the lobby waiting to see the president. Yikes! See a snake come out? I couldn't handle it. I'd have to leave.
I saw something on that, I think, that kind of snake on PBS a few years ago, and they get in those holes in the wall, and all of a sudden they just come out, and
everybody
flees. I was like, ugh.
Well, authorities have declined to charge Denver Broncos star Von Miller for catching a hammerhead shark off the coast of Florida last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Denver Post reports a recently published list of enforcement actions by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration shows the owner and operator of the fishing boat Spellbound was fined $2,000 for the March 2018 catch. Miller had posted video on social media that showed him and others pulling the shark out of the water during a deep-sea fishing trip near Miami. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission opened an investigation after the social media posts led to complaints. According to the commission, harvesting hammerhead sharks is prohibited in Florida waters. Unless you are a star in the NFL, then apparently that doesn't apply to you. He gets
off. Well, he had to pay a fine.
It says here the boat had. I don't know whether he probably chipped in. Did the right thing, I'm sure. 6:39 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. There was a real lack of fresh news for our cattle or hog futures yesterday. The live cattle and feeder cattle traded mixed throughout the session with some new highs and new lows being made for the week. The close was negative for our live cattle and positive for the feeder cattle. And the lean hog futures also had trading on the mixed side yesterday and closed negative with the largest losses being in the front contracts. On the close, June cattle, 45 cents lower at 121.12. August feeder cattle, 7 cents higher at 159.70. And June hogs, $1.40 lower at 92.37. A negative tone Tuesday continued to hang over the grain and soybean futures as the managed money selling was very evident. New contract lows were made in Kansas City wheat and the corn futures yesterday. The soybean futures had their lowest trade since late September, and only the wheat futures recovered and were able to close positive. Now, corn futures overnight have traded very active, and at the moment, July Kansas City wheat's down 3 cents at 418. July corn's up a quarter of a penny at 360.5, with July soybeans 2.25 cents higher at 877.75. June crude oil trading 20 cents lower at $66.10. The June gold is up $1.40 at $1,274.60. June S&P down a half a point at 29.37.5. June dollar index 5 cents higher at 97.37, with June Dow Jones futures up 5 points at 26,643. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, how's business this week? How are you doing over there?
Been doing pretty busy.
Been busy, yeah.
Yep. Getting towards the end of the month, too. Sometimes that makes things get a little bit more lively, too.
Yeah, toward the end of the month, then that's when people start, what, panicking?
Well, we got some first notice day coming up on our May grain futures, so that means people need to be rolling positions and stuff, so that makes a little bit of difference.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. The KNSS Commodities Update here with Tom Loeffler this morning. It's 641. Steve and Ted coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, astounding spending by grandparents. Not mine. Don Grant, on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
There's right, and then there's...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.